Nigeria's Chibok schoolgirls are still missing. Missionaries find healthcare solutions in Central Asia. And what's God doing these days in Guatemala? We'll find out in today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Well, it's been a year since 200-plus schoolgirls were kidnapped by the Boko Haram in Nigeria, and they're still missing. The president-elect Muhammadu Buhari marked the anniversary with an editorial in the New York Times. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says he addresses the big question surrounding rescue.
He doesn't want to raise false hope about bringing the girls back. He's not sure that that's going to be possible. The reality is that nobody is sure where the girls are being held.
Amnesty International says the Boko Haram has actually kidnapped over 2,000 women and girls since last year. Buhari inherits the Herculean task of dealing with the insurgency and tackling corruption when he takes office May 29th. The biggest fight is against despair. And this is where VOM comes in with the hope of Christ.
Boko Haram is on the attack, and yet the churches continue to move forward. Pastors continue to lead services. Believers continue to gather and worship together, even though they know the risks.
But prayer is critical. We've got some key prayer points for you at our website. Next, violence in the Central African Republic marks it as one of the many countries included in Wycliffe Associates' initiative, Africa Advance. The campaign supports Bible translators. Bruce Smith of Wycliffe Associates says,
Bible translation teams end up being either directly attacked or indirectly impacted by that kind of violence and have to move out of their home areas or maybe begin translation from neighboring areas.
Wycliffe Associates' reaction is to not shy away from the work that's meeting needs with the gospel. However,
we could either abandon our task, abandon our mission of getting God's word into that arena, or we can find creative ways to keep it moving forward so that men's hearts can be changed. And ultimately, I think we all believe that God's word and the power of God's word is the only thing that can really change this kind of circumstance.
To see what they're doing to creatively support Bible translators, check out the story at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. 2 weeks after the Garissa massacre, students in Kenya are praying they'll be able to forget the sights that are just too horrible to describe. This, according to World Watch Monitor. Students and families are still deeply traumatized and broken. In the past year, Kenya's jumped from 43rd to number 19 on the Open Doors World Watch list that ranks countries where persecution of Christians is the greatest. So please, would you pray for spiritual and emotional healing for the survivors? Meanwhile, Reach Beyond missionaries are helping agencies in Central Asia find practical ways to start healthcare for people who can't afford it. The team members are providing checkups, keeping up with clean water projects, and sharing the gospel with residents. See, they're influencing people for Christ in areas where becoming a Christian is risky. So pray that God would continue to work in the lives of the gospel workers and that new believers will grow deep in their faith. And poverty hits vulnerable populations the hardest. We get more from MNN's Katie Harth.
Poverty is no stranger to the Mayan Indians of Chichicastenango, Guatemala. It's oppressive, but it's also an opportunity for Family Christian Stores and Pray America. Pray America founder Rob Morin says the two are teaming up to share Christ by meeting physical needs.
Almost everyone knows somebody who got a house from this guy named Jesus.
As a result of Pray America's programs, Mayans are coming to Christ and God's kingdom is growing.
We've had over 500 widows that have accepted the Lord and become discipled as well.
Listen for us in the next few days. We're going to be sharing how the Lord has brought about a new program that's going to transform the Mayan community.
Where they're trying to show the love of Christ and make an impact on their lives, and it's working.
Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.